food off your to-do list.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, we are almost at the weekend. We can feel it, touch it, see it. The good news is that we're also closer to the midterm election, so some of the incompetents might be booted out of Washington. However, you know the old saying, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Typical, you read one thing and it sounds like, wow, all the incumbents are going to be slashed. They're going to have to move out, get those moving trucks rolling to D.C. Then you read something else about, for example, absentee ballots. I know a lot of people that have voted that way. And absentee ballots, right now anyway, of the 3 million or so that have been sent back in, and of course you have to divvy it up by counties and states and all that, most of it slanting toward the Democrats. So if it's a question of where is the House going to go, where is the Senate going to go, and speculating, that throws kind of a monkey wrench into the speculation. It's just 3 million, and some of those are Republican votes. But it's interesting that we didn't necessarily see that coming as far as the absentees, because then the other thing that happens is what's going on, this war over ballots being counted from the military, which the military usually skews in the opposite direction. Look, I don't care how you vote. I just care that you vote, because if you want to see change in this country, if you want to protect and preserve our way of life, you need to get involved. You cannot sit on the couch and constantly watch reruns of House. You have to participate at some point and decide, okay, I'm going to be part of this process. However you roll, it doesn't matter. It matters that you're involved and you're paying attention. I can tell you this, it cuts across all lines. The middle class is being squeezed out, and I don't care if you're left of left or right of right. You have that in common with the person who lives next door to you and might vote a little bit differently. You know, all politics are local in a way, and all politics are about money. If you're feeling pinched and you're part of the 10% that's unemployed, but your bills don't stop coming, and nobody cares what sad story happened or how your company sent jobs overseas or that your little girl got sick and you had to put money toward whatever. It doesn't matter. The stories don't matter to the people who want their money. So that's what I think a lot of Americans in general have in common, frustration and worries over what the tax rates are going to be, what's going to happen there. Also, what's going to happen when health care reform kicks in, because initially, are you going to have to pay more across the board? We're seeing that a lot of insurance companies getting ready for the onslaught of new regulations are jacking up their premiums or jacking up the rates. And this is affecting people who are on fixed incomes and people who are younger and people who are in between and have a family. So it cuts across all lines. I'm just saying. How are the races going? If we're going to play the game of speculation, there are some that are pretty tight and some that look like they have it in the bag. It's funny because if you want to go back in our history, just taking national politics, but you could do this on the local level too, it's almost a given that the incumbents win. It's like 90% plus that the incumbent wins. That's why, like, Harry Reid's been the senator 28 years, Barbara Boxer pushing the same thing. And we can point to people that have been in office forever and a day. So these upstarts, are they really going, meaning the grassroots people who got in and won the primaries, are they really going to walk away the victors in the end? One of those people who came out of the blue but had a business background is Carly Fiorina, and she's the challenger to Barbara Boxer for that Senate seat in California. And she talked about all the anger that's now come out. They did a report in California on women and voting and all the anger that they were feeling over what was happening. And Fiorina addressed that. Take a listen.
I have no doubt that this is all about election year politics. And I have no doubt that people are pulling out all the stops to try and save Barbara Boxer's seat. Women are worried that perhaps the American dream is slipping away, and women are getting angry.
And it's not just women, though. I think it's men. I think, like I was just saying, you can cut across all nationalities, you know, backgrounds, not nationalities, but backgrounds, and look at the multicultural people that we are in America, and even the economy of things. You can even cut across that, because people are very, very worried. They're worried about being able to keep the lifestyle they have, whatever it is, keep the roof over their head, pay the mortgage, and continue to be able to do whatever they have to do to help their kids out, too. All right, how about Pete Sessions out of Texas? He has a view on elections, on what Americans want, and the fact that he thinks the Republicans are going to claim 95 seats. Wow, that's some prediction. Here's Pete.
I think the mandate that they're giving us is very clear, and that is stop the direction that you're headed, the taxing and spending, the not listening to the American public. Within the margin of error, I would say that there are easily 95 to 100 seats.
Wow, 95 to 100 seats. That might be the highest prediction that I've heard. There are other political analysts, and pollsters who think the Republicans will win as many as 60 seats to take control of the House in November. And they think that there's also a slight possibility of a Republican takeover of the Senate, even though that's a bigger, long shot. And it comes down to the voters. It comes down to you and me. It comes down to the people who say they're going to vote, but then don't get up off the couch and vote. So I'll bring it home once again. We are less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, but it is over for millions of early voters, because 3 million people, give or take, have already voted. And when it comes to the early vote, the Democrats are getting an edge in a bunch of states and in some very big counties. So 30% or more of all votes likely to be cast early. Both sides are trying to lock horns and do everything they can in this midterm election to have the vote go their way, using Facebook, other social networking sites, and burning up the phone lines. Anybody out there listening ever get one of those phone calls? Do you know that I've gotten a bunch of them where I pick up the phone and it's, hey, this is Rick Perry and I hope you'll be voting for me, or this is Bill White, that's the governor. So in Texas, the incumbent and the Democrat who's challenging him, I've gotten a bunch of those calls. Supposedly there's a lot of tweets that are out there and a lot of social networking, frankly, to get some of that younger vote. Where it stops, who knows, but we know on November 2nd, that's it. You've either voted early or you vote on November 2nd. In Hollywood, they keep score not by votes, but by dollars, the box office. Next, we've got a preview of what's new at the movies.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 21st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1345.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1380.16, 690.08 for a half ounce, and 345.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1380.16, 690.08, and 345.04.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Some football, and I'm going to be watching football, and of course we've got my Philadelphia Phillies who staved off elimination against the Giants, and we'll see what they do in Game 6, and then the Texas Rangers are taking on the New York Yankees. That's a Game 6, too. I love it. To me, sports is never better than when it comes down to the wire. That's when crazy things happen, and that's when little fundamental things in baseball, when they can break down. And ultimately, either you're going to win or blow a game based on the simplest of things. So to me, that's the best time. I mean, it's the best time flat out to watch. And I'll be watching. So I bet some of you are going to be watching, too. And here's kind of my fantasy. I'm going to let you in on a big secret. A really super red October. Wouldn't it be something if, for me, because of being a lifelong Philly fan and at one point even having season tickets. We had season tickets. They were pretty cheap. Baseball's still affordable. And then you split it up with people anyway. And then the Texas Rangers, who I covered, and I would get to see some of those games. So that would be pretty sweet. Trust me, we'd have some of the players on the air if that happens. All right, let's talk about movies. So for everyone who could care less about sports and you want to get away from the politics and all the noise out there, and your way to chill is to go to the theater. You've got Halloween coming up, and Paranormal just blew open the box office. Remember the first time around, it was made for like a song, and everybody went to see it. It was huge. It set all kinds of records. So whenever you do that, of course, there's going to be a part two. So this time it is Paranormal Activity 2. Here's a little snippet.
This is your room, Hunter.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey there. It's your Aunt Katie. So weird. I totally thought we lost it.
Somebody broke in and trashed the house.
Christy thought it was a ghost.
I know you guys are freaked out, okay? And I'm going to take care of you guys.
What's your take on this whole ghost situation?
I think it's awesome. This is the freakiest thing that happened to me last night. This is the door closing by itself.
Paranormal Activity 2 rated R opens Thursday night, October 21st at midnight.
All right. You'll hear all those screams in there. Sounds very Halloween-ish, doesn't it? This movie could be kind of interesting. It's hard to tell, though. You know, when you see the trailers, when you're watching something and you see whatever's might be coming up, and then they put them out so early, months in advance. You see this Matt Damon movie, and it's called Hereafter. And a lot of times the trick is they show you the best scenes, and then often the movie doesn't live up to it. This might live up to it. It's about three different people who are touched by death in different ways, and then a man who senses what's happening, or not predicting what's happening, but can make them feel better about it, I guess. Matt Damon is the star of it. Here's the good news. The running time on this baby, 1 hour, 26 minutes. That's short, 126. So that doesn't mean you're not wiggling around in the chair and you're like, whoa, got to get to this point. So there is a chance. Maybe it's a succinct, well-done movie. Hereafter, here's some of that.
Really, for real. You can make money doing this.
For a while, had an office, a website, newspaper articles, even had a book written about him.
So what happened?
You couldn't cope.
Can I ask you a question?
The job I had before was as a psychic.
Do the work and you'll go far.
What do you think happens when we die?
Send a hope upon a wheel.
I recognize you. You're that psychic.
I have news for you. I don't do it anymore.
I wish before the grave.
I give you my word. I won't tell anyone.
You have a duty to do it that you ever give.
It's not a gift, Billy. It's a curse.
You experienced death.
That kind of gives you a good explanation of it. That could be top of the box office. I think that'll probably open pretty nicely. A lot of people like Matt Damon, and it's directed by Clint Eastwood. We move on to another movie that's gotten a lot of buzz, and it's called The Company Men.
up, let's go. This is called the tiger. We do it when we need to get our energy up. Come on, no use sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves. I will win. Why? Because I have faith, courage, enthusiasm. Good.
Anyone want to take a guess at what I shot at the club this morning?
What happened? Somebody died?
What's going on?
The company's consolidating divisions. Difficult decisions had to be made in areas where redundancies surface.
You're firing me?
3,000 jobs?
They were good people, Jim.
Hell, it's a business, not a charity.
I've always told you what I thought, right or wrong, and this is wrong.
Wait for a meeting.
Got one kid in college, another one going in the fall.
I won't go back to a factory floor. I'll take an AK-47 to this place first.
Mr. Walker, can I speak here for a moment? This got thrown off the course of the club.
You're playing golf? Getting your Porsche detail?
I need to look successful.
Hi, Sally. Thanks for not returning any of my phone calls. If you do return my call, I would love to know why you fired me without any notice,
you cowardly witch.
See, I wonder why she never calls you back.
Feels good, though.
Would you do the honors?
Dear God, please help my dad find a job so he won't be unhappy all the time.
Okay.
You know, things get tough. You could always use some extra help this winter.
Easy work, huh, Bobby? Pretty much like moving concrete boards from the inbox to the outbox.
I hate your brother.
We can't prove this.
I'm a 37-year-old unemployed loser.
You have Drew and Carson and me. You have me.
We can make something here.
Start out with a crazy plan.
Start slow. See if it'll grow.
You should take that job. You're a terrible carpenter.
I will win.
Why?
Because I have faith, courage, enthusiasm. I will win.
All right, so this is typical. This could be plugged into most anyone's life. The guy thinks he has everything. Loses the job, is stunned by that, and has to go and work for his brother-in-law. And this movie has a lot of well-known actors in it. One of them is Ben Affleck, Kevin Costner, Tommy Lee Jones, Chris Cooper, who I think he's great. I've seen him in, he's a great character actor. I've seen him in so many movies. Craig T. Nelson is in it, and John Wells directed this. This has a chance to probably do good, I think, on the rental side. And there might be people that go to see it, but it'll get more of a bounce in what I call the replay section. So there it is. Maybe you're going to squeeze in a movie this weekend, or just wait till it comes out on DVD. We're kicking the can down the road next here on America Tonight.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Wow, interesting stuff when I checked the mail from what's going on in France to what's happening to the economy and how did I think the stock market was going to end up, plus this crazy DNA spray thing that linked some criminals to the place they robbed. Yeah, kind of like a CSI episode, right? Now that everybody watches that, people think that that job is really as exciting as it looks on the tube, but it takes hours and hours to do that kind of stuff. So we all know about the spray. We know about the spray on stuff. And also the Pentagon and what they're going to do about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which I mentioned at the top of the show. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag. And as a reminder, you can always shoot me your thoughts, like I said, day or night, to americatonight.net. All right, this first one is from John listening to us in Connecticut. Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, just kind of a funny story, an FYI for you, that I happened to catch in our local paper in Connecticut. Do you know that there is a law firm that has opened up that has a drive-through. What do you think about that? Kind of strange, huh? I heard the story. I didn't realize that. I guess I didn't realize it was in Connecticut. But the reason apparently for the drive-through is because they could process more people that way. That you could go and dump off your business and they're housed in a place that used to be a McDonald's or something. So it's what they've done. They keep it. It's the Manchester law firm, I guess, and they keep it just like it was a drive-through on the one side. And here's the funny part about this. And maybe it's not funny, but they do personal injury and malpractice. So can you imagine the commercials? Just come on up. It's the Koshin Law Firm, I guess. And that's kind of a gimmicky thing to do. But, you know, if we've got ATMs that way, if we certainly have fast food, we have dry cleaners that way. Think of all the things that you can do. Just drive up to the window and get something done. I wouldn't think legal advice, but apparently you can. It's a paralegal that hands out documents, I guess, and answers questions. So they pick up maybe checks, workers' compensation checks, and if they represent a lot of injured people, well, they say if somebody's in a wheelchair and it's inconvenient to get in and out, why not do the drop-off and pick up documents kind of thing in a first-of-its-kind drive-through legal service? And there it is. He's absolutely right. John's right. It is in Connecticut. How about that? And it's in, like I said, Manchester. Wow. I'm thinking of getting a divorce. Do you have any quick advice for that? Well, they don't do that, though. They do the personal injury stuff, like I said. All right, let's move along. Here's one from Shelley in Alabama. And Shelley says, "Hi, America Tonight. It's interesting to see, and you've talked about this a lot, what's happening with the don't ask, don't tell situation. I just don't understand. I used to serve in the military. In fact, I did two different tours. And I can tell you, Kate, nobody really cares if somebody's gay or not, but they don't want to know about it. I don't understand why there's this big outing thing that has to happen. Didn't it really protect the people who were gay in the first place? I think this is going to be a disaster. Yours, I serve faithfully, and I always will defend the military, but I have to say that don't ask, don't tell was probably the smartest thing that was instituted." Yeah, you know, people, though, that are gay say the opposite, that they feel like, okay, what about the benefits? What about that I can't just be a person? I can't live my life and say I'm going home to my boyfriend or whatever. But it is the idea, and since I didn't serve in the military, I only know from people in my family who have served, people like Shelley, who's written in, that it's the whole theory of one for all and you're all in the unit together, and maybe too much information can be damaging, I guess. But that's the same thing for women, though. Remember the women on the front lines? You can't have a woman because she's not strong enough, and what are you going to do in certain circumstances? And if you have a woman on the front lines, what a disaster that could be. What about relationships? What if something happens? You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's the relationship question mark, I guess, partially that hangs over the military. But, you know, here's the thing. The don't ask, don't tell is eventually going to go away. Unless the Supremes rule to keep it in place, which could happen, it will go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I'm not sure, if you look at the makeup, the ideology of the court, you would think it probably would stay in place, but I wouldn't be too sure about this. This is a tough one to try to figure out. I don't know. I'm not sure if they'll split hairs and that it ends up going in the opposite direction. I mean, my gut feeling tells me, because of all the pressure, that I think it does, and I think it does go away. And so the reality is, okay, the Pentagon, they're trying to figure out, once it happens, what do they do? How do they dole out? How do they decide whose, you know, partner gets XYZ, gets the benefits? Can they afford it? You know, all that sort of stuff. And how do they handle integrating now this new theory that, okay, if you're gay, that's fine, no problem. How does that work in the military culture, I guess, is the best way to say that, Shelley. I think it's a mess. And the Pentagon, they might not say that publicly, and there's most of the generals are backing up, not the former ones, but the current ones are backing up the getting rid of don't ask, don't tell, including the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But it's how the reality of it actually takes place once that happens, if it does happen, that's the best way to say it. All right, we got this one here from Jake listening to us in Austin, Texas. I got to say, I think the funniest thing that you do is when you do nail the score. I'm dying to call in. I've tried to call in the last couple of times, believe it or not, because I've listened to the show for a long time, and I'm always emailing you. You know that. You read a lot of my emails. But for once, I've decided to try to step into the fray. I will try again, but alas, it always seems as though the phone line is busy. Well, yep, whenever we do the game, it's hopping, and it's busy. The people call in, they wait for it, because it's like I say, it's so easy. It's like picking lottery numbers. You just have to pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. You know, that's the upshot of it. And then some funny things happen, I think, when we go through the game and through some of the possibilities of what can happen. This one is from Bruce. He says, Kate, do you know what's going on in France? If people want us to be like Europe, take a close look specifically at what Sarkozy is dealing with. Wow, it's just absolutely chaos. Do you think that would happen in the U.S.? Okay, so this is like a week and a half into this. The airports have been blockaded. So people who are flying in and out of Paris, in and out of France, they have to get out before the airport, get out of a cab or wherever, and just drag their luggage down the street. And what's happened is now it's getting a little bit violent, and if they've got guards out all over the place in Paris, they've got rubber bullets and tear gas because of the protests. And there is anger, growing public anger. And you know what it's about? Raising the retirement age to 62. That's what the protest is about. I mean, seriously, this is radio, but trust me, the overturned cars, the description I said, like of the rubber bullets and things on fire. So the roads leading to airports, Charles de Gaulle Airport, for example, it really is. You've got to drag your luggage because you're not going to get close to it. And it's the strikers, and they're blocking certain areas. And it is over raising the retirement age. So the pension reform, specifically, you have millions of public sector workers who are marching through Paris, and it went up 2 years from 60 to 62, and it's already been approved, that's the thing, by the National Assembly, which is France's lower house. But the upper house, the Senate, they've got the crucial vote, and the fear is, geez, what happens now if you've got this, they're trying to bring down the government, basically, with the protests over the age. What happens as we get closer to this becoming a reality state? I mean, listen, how crazy is this? Where do they think the money comes from to pay for everything that they're getting? 62, raising it to 62. In this country, you have people who are 75 who are working. Oh, if I go into another fast food place and the person that's behind the counter looks like they could be my great-grandfather, I just feel so awful, you know. I don't think it's about that they want to work, that they needed something to do. I think it's that they have to work. And now, of course, you're talking about state agencies, and you're talking about people that have worked for the government and saying that it's unfair that they have to wait till they're 62. But come on now, give me a break. All right, as always, you can send me those thoughts. Remember, how do you do it? AmericaTonight.net.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier filters are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Now you can foster hope, enhance well-being, and heal your mind, body, and spirit on webtalkradio.net. On the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show, you'll learn new self-care practices and how to live every day to the fullest. Our guests include holistic physicians, best-selling authors, and inspiring individuals whose fascinating stories will help you find meaning within your own life. Tune in to the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show on webtalkradio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's week 7 in the NFL. How about those Dolphins at 3-2? And looking at, wow, is it really week 7? I can't believe it. I have to go back, roll back, and keep asking myself that. Where did those first 6 games go? I have no idea. Where did they disappear to? All right, joining us in the wings to talk about what's coming up next is Steve Budin. He's the CEO, the man behind sportsinfo.com. If you want to get the skinny on all the games, he's got some great guys that work for him. Hey, and he's great, too, obviously. He's got his finger on the pulse of all this. Hey, Steve, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you know, week 7, if this was summer camp, it'd be visiting day.
That's right. It's like
flash gearing up, and now's the time you, as a gambler, as a handicapper, whatever you are out there, now's the time you want to get hot.
And what kind of trends have we seen? Because now since we're in the seventh week, what are we seeing?
Well, up to last week, we had talked about this, you know, a couple of weeks back when I was on the show. It was all underdogs about 25 games, you know, over 500. And then, you know, what happens is that like last week where everybody, just when all the gamblers, you know, start to get on the underdog bandwagon, the dogs go back into the doghouse. And last week's actually the favorites were the ticket as they came through on over 70% of the games.
Ooh, 70%. Wow. That's an interesting number. Hey, one of the big games, of course, it was kind of a toilet bowl, and I think you dubbed it that. It was the Cowboys and the Vikings.
Right. That was actually my big release last week. I was on the Vikings, had the right side. I called it the panic button bowl. I think I got a little lucky in that play, and sometimes, you know, you're better off being lucky than good. where it leaves both of these teams. Obviously, we heard a lot of complaining about the arm with Brett Favre last week. You know, but somehow after a win, miraculously, the arm always feels a lot better than it does after a loss. For Dallas, I mean, this is one of these teams that you never really know when to bet on them or against them. Every time it looks like they're going to win, they always seem to lose. But you can never really count them out when you think they're going to lose. I remind everybody when they went into Houston as an underdog, blew that team out. Every time they're supposed to lose, they seem to win. So we'll see how that plays out this week. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. And with the Giants, too, so there's a big division game for them. Their backs can be more against the wall. If you look at the Cowboys, and like you're just saying, it's hard to tell because they lose when they're supposed to win and vice versa. Do you ever just say, well, you know what, just don't take the action on this one. This one's a little risky.
Well, it's getting to a point now, especially, you know, Romo, I put him in like the Donovan McNabb category where Dallas has to start saying to themselves, hey, whether it's Romo's fault or our fault, maybe it's time to let this guy go, you know, because how many years can they continue to go with the same guy, you know, steering the ship without the results? Me personally, I think it's more of a coaching problem. I think it's a preparation problem. Dallas is definitely one of those teams that I would argue as a gambler you want to not bet on or against. You want to pass on most of their games. I happen to like Dallas in this spot. Right now everybody's very high on the G-men, obviously off to the 4-2 start. But I really think that, like I said, when you play Dallas the right way, you bet on them when you think that when it looks like they're going to lose. I think this is one of those spots, and I think Dallas probably gets the win and the cover and surprises everybody.
Ooh, there's a good tip. All right, Sunday night is my favorite game. I think you know that. We've talked about that before. I love watching Sunday night football, and they seem
absolutely
to get these.
Well, that's the perennial bailout game. I mean, that's the game that everybody is looking at because by the end of the 4 o'clock games, you know, everybody's trying to stay under that magic number so they don't have to settle their account, and they usually look to that late game, that Sunday night game, to get it done.
Yeah, no kidding. And so Vikings and Packers. Packers with they had those two overtime losses, heartbreakers. So they're 3-3. The Vikings, you just said it, talking about Brett Favre magically. He seems to be okay with the elbow. What do you think?
Well, I think that Green Bay right now, first of all, everybody was very high on this Packers team in the beginning of the year, and rightfully so. A lot of people had them going to the Super Bowl. Biggest problem for the Packers is they can't stay healthy. They've got over 7 key players that are injured. They can't protect their quarterback. And when you don't give Aaron Rodgers time, this is not the same team that people were touting to go to the Super Bowl. I think that Minnesota, one of the positive things that I've seen from them this year is their ability to rush the passer. And I think that's going to happen this week. I think they're going to get to Aaron Rodgers. I think he'll probably be on his back, half this game, and you can't complete passes from your back.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Hey, I'll tell you, it's true. It'd be great if you could.
You're right, but you just can't.
You just can't.
If that was the case, the little old lady who lived in the shoe would be the quarterback.
There you go, but I'm bummed. Hey, the Redskins and the Bears, that's one of those early games. I like watching this game, but I don't know where to go on this game. What would you do on this
one? I think they got the wrong favorite, personally, in this game. This is another case where, you know, since they got Cutler back Chicago last week, they forgot that they could run the ball. They get Cutler in there, and all they do is pass, 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 and it's no coincidence that here's a guy who's already got a concussion this year once. They can't seem to protect him. I think Washington, you got to always give a team a throwout game. I think that Washington comes in this week, and I think they get focused. I think they beat this Bear team. I would take this 3 points here. Again, I think this is a pick'em game at best. Staying unemotional about it, just looking at it as from a value standpoint, this is a pick'em game. That's 3. Take the 3 points.
Oh, there you go. Okay, in looking at here we are, week 7. We said it at the top. Who do you think, Steve, team-wise, is the most overrated team?
The most overrated team right now, well, look, There's a lot of bad teams out there. I hate to say it, but the most overrated team out there right now is by far the New York Jets. And it's not that they're not playing good ball, and it's not that I don't love them, and the country after watching HBO Hard Knocks hasn't fallen in love with Rex Ryan. They have, but these Jets are simply not as good as advertised. I think they're gonna face, even in their division, teams like Baltimore, which at this point I think are ferocious. And you talk about Baltimore just for a second, coming into their own on offense now as well, as Flacco really starting to get used to his new receivers. You know, I think that's gonna pose a lot of problems for the Jets. One of the most underrated teams right now, which I'm anticipating your next question, I think is the Pittsburgh Steelers. As good as they've played, I think for some reason they're still under the gamblers' radar because none of the gamblers had really seriously looked at this team without Ben Roethlisberger. Now that Roethlisberger's back, and we saw how good he played last week, and that was his first game back, this is a team that, in my opinion, just a week and a half ago, you still could have got 15-1 to bet them all the way to go to the Super Bowl. I think their defense is ready right now, Super Bowl ready right now. I think their offense is 2 or 3 weeks away. To me, Pittsburgh is going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, Pittsburgh, you say Roethlisberger's clicking on all cylinders. You're right, he showed that last week, and so they could be there in Dallas. What do you think about the other side?
I think it's wide open.
I do too.
I think it's wide open. I think the team, I mean, I hate to, you know, say the cliche, but I think that the team playing the best ball heading into the playoffs is going to win that division. I mean, Indianapolis Colts, you know, you can't count them out.
Yeah,
stick a gun to my head, Indianapolis Colts is going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I agree with you. It's tough. You have to watch through the playoffs to see who's going to roll there. But I like your pick of Pittsburgh, definitely. Sportsinfo.com, you got the skinny on everything's great. Got all the games, not just the pro games, obviously, all the way across the board, too. A lot of college things happening. Steve, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Always great to be out. I'll speak to you next week.
All right, absolutely. He's got such great insights into the game. I know I've said this before, but the networks hire people who know every little piece of minutia in the matchups so that they can adequately talk about the games. A lot of times they'll have 50 papers that they used to Xerox and send off to the play-by-play guys with any kind of insight that you could imagine. How teams play on turf 1 week, how they traditionally play 1 week in the fall versus when they first come out of camp versus deeper into the season. It's crazy the way you can analyze this stuff upside down, backwards, and forwards. Keep it locked and loaded on America Tonight.